I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They was like, yeah, got your ass taxes, fees. Taxes and fees. I see you over there, Cam. You tried to block it with your head, but I was looking.
Oh, yeah, you're not today.
I was looking.
Somebody hit me and was like, how do y'all get caught off? Because I was like, we be in convo, we don't be paying, and Cam just hits play, but this time.
He waits, though, because we'll be talking, and I keep checking, and then I always take my foot off the gas, and then that's when he strikes.
But this time. We played for keeps.
He called me by 4 seconds, though. I looked over there.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, though. Sometimes I look over there, it's a minute six. We was over there having a fully realized, politically incorrect combo.
Jinx! Did you ever follow the rules when you played Jinx?
Not really.
I would follow. I'm not going to talk. You got me. And then I would just wait till somebody say my name. I walk up to people, hit them, and they'd be like, Keon, what you want? I'd be like, oh, thank God. I couldn't say a word.
I think I probably played it like a couple times, but I never.
We used to play it.
We used to play Slugbug heavy, though.
Yeah.
We used to be tagging each other up tough. Slugbug yellow. And then my boy tried to force another one in. We do the PT punch for the PT Cruiser. I'm like, man, get this shit out of here, man. He was forcing it.
Wait, PT Cruisers came out later in life, though. How old was y'all?
We was grown. Yeah. Like, I was doing Slugbugs as a father. In the car. Slugbug this, Slugbug tough.
But not the newer models, just the old original.
Not all of them.
As long as it looked
like the Beetle, we was doing it.
That's cheating.
No,
that's
it ain't.
Too much.
It's a slug bug.
That's too much because then they were all over the roads for like five years.
That's what made it fun.
Yeah.
And he was like, we should change it to a Prius. And we'd be tagging each other up all day with that. Anyway, man. We back, man. Another episode of Daddy Issues.
Indeed.
We still fathers out here. You know what I'm saying?
Still.
Me and Saran kicked it this weekend for your surprise party at the bowling alley.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we just knew Keon was going to pull up. I knew something was up. I knew something was up because Kati, you know, she just looked a certain way in the morning, and then the kids was looking at me, and I was looking at them. I just knew y'all was going to be at the bowling alley. This is what we expected.
She said she was nervous all week. She's like, I just thought you was going to see, like. I was like, no, because you had set it up to, like, because I originally was like, she was like, what do you want to do? And I originally said nothing. She was like, you don't do nothing? I was like, I mean, I guess we could have a game night, call the fellas or something.
Yeah.
And then she was like, nah, let's just do a date, me and you. Mm-hmm. So I said, cool, and never thought about it again.
Yeah.
So I didn't know she was setting up the whole. And then, yeah, when I bent, she was like, let's go to the arcade. I'm like, why? Like, is that where you pick up, you know, your reservation order? But I didn't even think nothing of that. I just kept walking. Then when I bent the corner and seen DC and Chaz, I just was like, are y'all hanging out by yourselves? You didn't tell anybody? I didn't think.
That's,
you know,
funny.
I looked at him, though, like, why y'all here? And then when I bent the corner and seen everybody, I was like,
yes. All right. Got your ass.
And then she's like, more people on the way. I was like, oh, all right. And I should have known because she apologized so fast in the morning for that thing she did. So I was like, why are you apologizing so quick? She's like, I just don't want the day to go bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wanted to get me to that bowl now because I was like, I'm not going.
Yeah. You've been That would have been whack if you tantrumed out and never went to the bowling alley.
Well, she knew she would get me because she was like, I already put down the reservation. She know I'm not wasting money.
Oh, okay.
So she was like, I didn't already pay for the reservation. Mm-hmm. And even that, I was like, I told you to buy it by the game. She's like, well, I had to hold the spot now.
Yeah. You got to buy it by the game.
Yeah.
Because that time limit. Yo, when you go to the bowling alley, buy it by the game.
By the game.
Not the time. Because they will cut your game. Smooth off. And I know Big Chaz was pissed because he was having a hell of a game.
We finished that.
No, we didn't. The second one cut him off.
We went and paid.
He wasn't even on our screen. But when Big Chaz was on ours, he was having a great game and it cut off. They didn't add it in,
we went and paid?
I don't know what they just cut it off.
Oh man.
Because he was still like he had frames left.
Yeah.
He was having a good game.
But that's his fault for showing up late.
Well, yeah, that's on him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But he still might not have made that one.
But the time, I like the time only because people be, let's move.
Well, yeah, the hustle.
You know what I mean? The hustle is faster. You know, people ain't waiting. Like, whose turn is it? You know, it's just like, you just go.
I don't like that cutoff, man.
Nah.
Cutting the game off?
That was whack.
Ugh.
Especially if you're killing.
Yeah, I'm sure he wanted to know that final score.
Yeah, I ain't seen Saran in a minute.
Yeah, man. Yeah, working. He be working full time over there. That's how they be getting you, man. I remember I had this one job, man. I was so close to full time, but I wasn't full time. They would just keep me right at like 39 hours. Just so I had to get the benefits. I was like, you dirty bastards. But I was working, man, with the mentally disabled.
Wow.
Man, let me tell you something. The mentally disabled are annoying when you work with them. Because they're repetitive. Can I have a cigarette? Can I have a cigarette? You just had one, man. Can I have a cigarette? I'm like, man. He was so into the cigarette. I remember one time he was smoking. He peed on himself just so he can finish that cigarette. I was like, I'm sick of it, man. Go to the bathroom. He was out there smoking. I was watching him smoking because I had to roll his cigarettes.
What?
Personally, yeah. And he got his cigarette. He was
how
out
old was he? Were you rolling cigarettes?
He's a grown man, but he's mentally disabled, so it's like, you know, he was probably in his 50s. He was out there on the patio smoking. He was just like in bliss. And I looked at his pants. I was like, he done peed on himself so he can reap the benefits of these cigarettes. I was hot. I was like, man, I'm sick of them. Because, you know, the mentally disabled people are like, oh, but when you work with him, you be like, you're getting on my nerves, Troy.
You conscious.
I'm sick of it, man. Sick of y'all.
Did you have to change him?
Nah. He wasn't like that. My other guy, I had to fully change and wipe him. But he didn't smoke or talk. So
he was right up your alley.
Not really, man, because he got on my nerves, too. Because he used to like to bang his head on stuff. And he would try to bang his head on me. One time I had to take him to the doctor that was 2 hours away, and so me and him in the back seat, I was wrestling him the whole ride, man. He was trying to bang his head on me. I was like, no, you ain't. And then he would dig in his mouth, and then he would try to just reach for me and just like, I'm fighting the drool hand, the head black man. That ride, oh. I'll never forget that ride.
Ah, that's hilarious.
I'm like, they don't pay me enough for this shit. Oh, man, that hand would come around. I'd be like.
Did he do it slow?
Yeah, because he'd be reaching. Because he'd be, like, his vision was bad. So he'd be like. And I'd be like. Nah, man. Come on, man. I see him taking fresh out of his mouth and he's trying to bring that hand. Oh, no. Oh, y'all would have seen the struggle in the back seat. It was like a Jason Bourne movie.
That's so funny that he's trying. Like, I'm gonna get him this time.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Trash. What's going on, Maya? What you got for us over there on that laptop?
Pop culture. One of the audience members asked this question, but a lot of people have been asking this. What do you think of T.I. checking his daughter's hymen? Now, since the story broke, T.I. has clarified and said that he hasn't checked his daughter since she turned 18, and he has apologized to her for it becoming public.
Mm.
That's enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, if he exaggerated what he said and he told us that he exaggerated that, then I mean, we can't really be mad no more.
Do you think it is normal, healthy behavior to control your child's sex life?
Up to a certain age. Not 18, no. But up to a certain age when they're young, like 12, 13 even, yeah. Because if your kid gets pregnant, that affects the whole family. Mm-hmm. So you're goddamn right you should be in that business, you know? You could be like, oh, it's her body, but still, you know, they're minors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people like to pick and choose. Oh, they're minors when it comes to this and that. But then, yeah. The pregnancy, you know, you get a pregnant daughter, she's staying with you. Mm-hmm. So that affects the whole family. Yeah, you goddamn right we in the business.
What about exposing her to birth control at a very young age?
I feel like when you do that, you're condoning the activities.
I feel like you just got to be absolutely 100% real with your kids, because it's going to be real in them schools. Mm-hmm. So you should just be, especially with girls and boys too, but like especially with girls, because, you know, they can pay a longer price.
Yeah.
You know, for
at the end of the day, a dude can be trash and dip. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just the sucky reality of it. You can just go.
Yeah.
And then their body, the effect on their bodies, all of that. Yeah. You know, it's a longer lasting effect. And, you know, people are like, why are we singling out the girls? Because it's a different dynamic. That's just science.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if they get pregnant, whether they keep it or not, you got that whole issue. Mm-hmm. The changes on their bodies, what they have to, if they keep the baby, that's 9 months of bodily changes and stuff they got to deal with. And, you know, it's just a different dynamic. So you kind of have to approach your daughter differently. And just be real. Like, you know, yo, because you can't control what your kids do as much as you would like to. You got to, yeah, all right, condoms, birth control, sex. You just got to have the real conversations. And, you know, people just too sensitive, man. I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it, too. God, well, everybody knows that, though. Oh, see how he just used sensitive, by the way?
Enough.
He wasn't using it to be irritated. Nobody uses it that way.
But are you still on this? Sensitive guy.
No, I read the comments, and I even said it. Tony can attest to this. If he lies, I'm going to flip this table over. When Tony puts Ralph Transvent in the group chat, he is never talking about anybody being irritated, ever.
No.
Ever. No one uses. That's all I was saying. By definition, everybody is sensitive. Everybody is emotional by definition because we are human. Mm-hmm. But when the word sensitive is being used, no one's using it as a person who gets irritated.
Yeah.
Nobody uses it like that.
But you paint yourself as like no emotion whatsoever.
No. We talked about that. Everybody has emotion. I'm not a dweller.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's
the
what I clarified. If I get upset, I'm over it quick. If I get sad, I'm over it quick. Like, I'm not a – when I call people sensitive, you're sulking and you're really like, who gives a shit? Like, I'm a get over it person. So everybody gets I'll fly off the handle and get pissed. I was pissed the morning of my birthday. But after going to the gym and then texting Keith texted me something so funny, I couldn't be mad. Like, I was mad. I was hot as I was cleaning that car out. And then he texted me, and I was in tears laughing. I was like, gah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm whatever.
Keon's a fast.
I just don't.
Like, he'll go to 10 fast, and then he'll be off of fast.
I'd be like, I'll kill your family. And I'd be like, that's not that deep.
Yeah. It's a quick. It's everything's accelerated.
Yeah.
The get over is accelerated, and the get to level 10 is accelerated.
Like, when Keelan, if the boys do something, and like, I'd be like, oh, God. I'm like, that'll be fine. Like, I'm rational. I'd be like, I don't let my emotions don't control. Like, a lot of people's emotions control them. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. Everybody's emotional. Everybody. But it's levels of like, all right, how much is this really going to bother me? Like,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to go back to your daughters.
Mm-hmm.
How do you kind of marry the two, that you have to keep your daughters more protected without putting it into her mind that just because you sleep with someone means that you should be attached to them?
Mm.
Because you don't want a girl to be like, well, I slept with this guy. He's my boyfriend now. I'm going to put up with his nonsense.
Right.
Because I don't want to get my number up. Did that ever occur to you?
No, because I don't have daughters.
You don't have daughters.
Thank God.
I think about that. You know what I think about, too? I noticed that a lot of women that I know with strong relationships with their fathers, they they usually don't put up with a lot.
I was
going
to say, they don't
guys.
Deal with the bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have their standards in place, and they kind of stick to them. A lot of them are, like, single because they're like, nah, I just wasn't putting up with the, you know. And so I just think that stems from a solid relationship with fathers that they see, like, yeah, my dad would do this for my mom, and, you know, he would tell me this. So, you know, I don't put up with the,
yeah.
you know, the BS. So I think that just comes with that rather than, you know, them deciding to stick to one even through the BS.
Mm-hmm.
Even
because they just look
though,
to dad like, you know, dad yeah. never did this to mom.
Yeah.
I ain't about to put up with this. I'm out.
Even with dudes, it's responsibility on dudes to, like, when dudes have, when their dad gave them good advice, they turn out, you know, decent. Mm-hmm. Even in this, like in some dads just be, you know, you got them dads, get as much as you can. You know, good. And it's like, that's not solid advice, man.
Right.
You know, and then you got some who, you know, parents, I mean, hell, we got big jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have big jobs to shape these kids into decent humans, whether you have a daughter or a son or whatever. Like, people, I don't think, some people don't take the job seriously enough. Like, you think, oh, that's not a big deal, but it's like, you're really shaping a person and then putting them out in the world mm-hmm. to deal with other people who other people have shaped. And it's like, you gotta do the best you can. You gotta really try.
Mm.
You have to really try.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a game. But I love it, though.
Oh, it's great.
My kids are getting hilarious. Like, like to the point, like, I'm like, Cody be like, I'm going to lead the boys. I'll be like, great. Like, hanging out with them is fun. Now that they've gotten out of the trash baby stage.
Oh, babies mm-hmm. are garbage.
Babies are so trash. But now, like, Kendrick's two, but he's like, we can talk. We can do, and Keelan is a full-on, he was that shy kid at first, quiet. Keelan's a character. Keelan, like, puts me in tears
yes.
laughing. Like, he's impersonating people now and stuff. Like, I heard him, I was in the bathroom, and I heard Cody said, Daddy said what? Because he wanted tacos the day before. And so he was like, Dad, I really want tacos. I was like, we don't have any, but I'll get some tomorrow. So I went, and I had to go to Magic's. So I was real quick. So I got the taco kit from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And I just brought it home. He's like, oh, Dad, thanks for the tacos, man. I was like, no problem, dog. And he was like, dog, I'm Keelan Poley. I ain't no dog. And then I was like, I was just calling, whatever. So I go in the bathroom, and I hear Cody say, Daddy said what? And he was imitating me the day before. He was like, Daddy said, we don't have no tortillas. And I was like, I didn't even say it like and if you laugh at him,
yeah.
he's like, oh, I'm going
oh,
in even
this is
more.
It right here.
But he's just funny. Even his tantrums, he don't really like. His new thing is when he gets mad, he'll just put his face in the pillow or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, he's not even crying. He just, you know, throwing a fit. Like on Thanksgiving, my mom had a karaoke machine and they was trading back and forth. But I was like, y'all got to take turns. So they was kind of getting. And Kendrick was just putting it in his mouth. So I was mm-hmm. like, all right, guys, let's take a break. So he went to the couch and flopped on the couch and just had his face in the couch. But as long as he ain't screaming or crying,
yeah.
I don't care. Like, if that's what you need to do to cool off,
that's
fine.
His moment. Like, let me.
So then he had his face in the couch and, like, what's the song? Cameo, Word Up came out, came on. And the music took over his tantrum. So, like, he was in the, because he had been in the couch with his face down for a good one or two songs. And then the music came on and we saw him. He was just like. By the time the song fully kicked in, he got off the couch. He was
you can't resist Cameo.
He couldn't hold it. He couldn't
Word
hold
out.
It. He couldn't hold it, man. He's so funny. And he is a dancing machine. He loves dancing.
Oh,
he's
man.
He's a dancing machine.
Kids are fun when they get to a certain age where
he
you can talk
funny,
to them.
Man.
They're a good time.
He be cracking me
There's a magic window for kids. And they getting in there. Once
yeah.
they get through all the baby nonsense and the flim-flammery, they get to be a good time where they still, you know, like hanging around their parents and doing fun stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
He is. He's and I always told people, I was like, I can't wait till he gets 4 or 5.
Because mm-hmm.
I know that's when it gets fun. He
yeah.
is 4, and it is getting so fun. He just makes me, like, I'll be in the car. I'll be just talking to him in the back, like, what y'all want to listen to? I'll be singing loud. They'd be like, no, this how you do it.
Yeah. That's the goal. This is the golden era.
We be having fun, man.
The golden era.
When is that over? What age does that pass at?
In the teens somewhere.
Yeah, in the teens.
That's when they start, you know, they get their friends.
Yeah.
Too cool for school. They got schedules.
I remember
keep.
By the time I hit middle school, I was kind of like, all right, I'm a dude. Even especially with my mom. My relationship with my mom changed heavy in my teens because I was just kind of like, you know, which I, what were we supposed to do? You know, like my dad, we still had the sports and we still had just guy stuff or whatever. My mom, it was just like, all right, like on the hangout tip, we didn't hang out like that. We hung out as family, mm-hmm. but like on the solo, but like me and my brothers and my dad would go do something. We would go to batting cages or go-karts or, mm-hmm. you know, do stuff like that. But mom, but I think she liked her time alone. It's all, mm-hmm. it was all these guys around the house. So she was probably like, get out. Get out.
Kids just fade out in them teen years. I seen it happen. And once I was in the shadows, I was like, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. But then they'll be back.
Oh, I'll they'll come back.
I'll be right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll come back. I think my mom loves that we all are married. So there's, like, women around. And, I mean, she's always had her sisters and stuff, too. But, like even when my Cottie goes, when every time I leave town, Cottie's at my mom's house.
Oh, this is she heads up to Bakersfield.
Yeah, she'd be like, all right, I'm out. And I'd be like, all right, well, see y'all later. Yeah, and even when my mom would stay with us, when she stayed with us for those 2 years, like, they would both get home from work or whatever, and they would start talking, and I would just fade upstairs. Mm-hmm. Like, cool, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of here.
The female energy, man.
Yeah.
Good to have around.
Yeah.
Takes the pressure off us as men, too.
It does.
Like, because I don't be caring sometimes about what y'all be talking about.
I don't care.
I just do not care. Like, when y'all talk about hair, I be like, I don't give a damn. Get me out of this.
Most of the conversations, I just be like, and there's just so much detail in the damn get to the point. What is all these details
the unnecessary
for?
Details.
Cut the fat out the joke.
Like, well, what about when your wife's talking to you? Do you like to hear her talking?
I just want her to get to the point. I want to hear about her day. I want to hear about her thoughts, but get to the point. Like, I want to hear. I'm invested in you. I want to hear. Like, when, like, the common running joke on TV shows or movies is like, dudes hate hearing women talk. And it's like, no, that's not it. We want to hear. Just get to the damn point, though.
We don't need the fat in it.
It takes you, like, an hour to tell a story that could have been 15 minutes because you forgot stuff or yeah. And then it's like, yo. And that now, and then she'll just stop midway sometimes and try to come back to it, but I don't remember what we was talking about. So she'll say something, and then if the boys distract her, that story's over. She can't. And then, like, 3 hours later, she'd be like, so then she said, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
I was telling you about Nadine from,
That was 3 hours ago.
Nadine.
So, yeah, it's just like, get to the point, you know, cut the fat out of it.
I want to hear,
it's just so much fat.
Sabrina be telling me about her dreams, and sometimes they just be long. I'll be like, so what happened? What happened at the end? What woke you up?
We want to skip forward.
Because my storytelling is trash, but I give you all the good spots.
Yeah.
And then he came in, shot everybody in the head, and left. Who did? Oh, this dude named Ray. Oh, well, why'd he come in there? I don't know.
Yeah. She get on me for that, too. She'd be like, you don't provide enough details. I'd be like, 'cause the stuff you be wanting to know.
I'm guilty of that.
But it don't be mattering, though.
Well, you have to ask me, and I'll give you what you need, but I'm not going to overwhelm you.
Nah.
Cecilia used to do that to me, too. He'd be telling me about some game or something. It'd just be mad, giving me every detail. I'd be like, so you got to speed this up, yo.
So it's not every woman or every man. Some men make this mistake.
Yeah,
some
dudes.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to, like, you know, relationships, y'all got to have that, you know, that time. Sometimes it just be stuff I don't care about.
And even if I don't care, I'm just like, well, I still want to listen, though, but just get to the point. Like, why is this taking so long?
Hey,
and then she get mad at me. I'd be like, so what's the end? Like, now she doesn't anymore. Now she laughs because she realizes, I've been talking and I ain't said shit. So now
let's cut us some slack.
Yeah.
You know your shit needs to be edited. Y'all giving us the Irishman. All we need.
Damn.
Is
who, what, Goodfellas. Who, what, when, where, why? Do that. Bam, bam, bam. All right. So I was at work. She said this because of this. It was this time. Boom. Okay.
And then let us ask the question. Yeah. If we want more, let us ask.
Let me ask for the details. Let me, because the ones you given, I have zero interest in, and they don't even add to the story. It's not even a little funny in there, that's why she did it. It's just nothing. It's just nothing. So her shoelace is untied. Did she trip and fall after? No, it was just untied. Well, I don't need to know that.
And the material on her shoelaces was like that, what kind of material?
Yeah, and
then
you're
that?
On another tangent.
Oh,
it's just another. What's the thing you called? Hold on, let me Google. Achoo.
Yeah. And, like, you know, remember those jeans that came out in, like, the late 90s? And then they kind of faded out? I'm like, jeans.
Cotty's favorite line when telling me a story, I forgot my original point. I was like, I know you did. I know you did. You was just talking.
At that point, it's just, like, soothing white noise in the background, though.
Nah, I'd be like, turn the noise off. Who's watching this? You hear that? Yeah. Turn that shit off.
Burning my electricity.
Speaking of relationships, there's a pop culture story, and I want to hear what you think about this. Justin Timberlake has publicly apologized to his wife for holding hands with his co-star.
Wait, who's this? Is he married to Jessica Biel still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think holding hands is cheating?
Wait, he held hands with his co-star within the film?
No, after work. They went out for drinks, and he was photographed holding hands with his co-star.
Oh, yeah.
Why was he doing that?
He said he had too much to drink.
Yeah, that's something to apologize for.
So he was thinking about smashing?
He said he didn't cheat on her, but they were photographed holding hands.
That's in the cheating realm for sure. Like the hand hold? Yeah.
There's
levels to the cheating realm, but that's at the beginning.
Like, I'm not gonna say he cheated, but he did. That's wrong.
He,
like,
violated.
You know,
for
yeah,
sure.
He did something. He did. You know, it was a misdemeanor action. It wasn't a felony.
That's a violation.
But it was like he deserves a ticket.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Something court date. You know,
but it's kind of hard to believe he didn't smash.
Really?
I mean, not looking at it from his wife's perspective. Like, oh, you didn't smash, but y'all holding hands. You know, it's kind of hard to trust that.
Yeah, the hand hold.
The hand hold in public? And you a superstar? Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Which leads me to be, he really was drunk, though, because that's not thinking at all.
That, yeah.
That's not thinking at all.
Right.
So if you were his, or from your perspective, if you saw a picture of your significant other holding hands with somebody, what would your reaction be?
I'd be like, what is this?
You got some explaining to do. And if I already had trust issues to begin with, this is going to compound them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, because I don't know, you know. And this already got to be hard to be married to a superstar that women love. That's already tough off top.
Yeah.
But now you see this, you're like, God damn. It's a lot, man.
That's just weird to me, though. Why are you holding hands? I don't hold hands with my friends, even.
In some cultures, holding hands is acceptable.
He's American.
He's from
Tennessee.
Don't
he's
bring
from
up
Memphis,
the other cultures.
Goddamn Tennessee.
I don't want to hear none of that. He's from the heart of America.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Other cultures, fine. But this?
I don't know what. Yeah, in other cultures, dudes walk down the street holding hands. But yeah. I ain't got nothing to do with JT.
I wonder if he told Jessica that. Because you know another culture, man, shut your ass up, Justin. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's definite apology material.
She was like, hey, you brought her a Sprite. I didn't buy that bitch no Sprite.
Oh, yeah, that post. Man.
That's
tough,
weird.
Man.
That's weird.
And it's embarrassing to the wife.
Oh, very.
Because now they're like, oh, Jessica, you're getting cheated on.
Yeah.
Now that makes her look foolish.
Well, that's how they got together. They were both in a relationship when Justin.
Never mind. I don't care anymore.
That's an extra element of mistrust because, if you cheated once, you can do it again.
Mm. But hell, she did
if
it too.
If you're a cheater, you start to think, like, everybody, I can get cheated on at any moment because I used to cheat.
Mm.
So, you cheated. We both cheated to get his. We gonna cheat again. So you can never relax.
Yeah.
But do you think that just because you cheat on one partner, it means you'll cheat on another partner?
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but the thought of it.
Because,
if you, let's say you try to get with somebody, you've been trying to get with them. They were always in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. Leave me alone. They kept doing that for years. Then they finally break up, and you get with them now. Now you can take comfort in the fact that, man, she would never cheat on her guy for me. And now you can be like, man, she just don't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Cut two, you with somebody that cheated, you like, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can cheat. You cheated once, you can cheat again. So it's in you. Like, the gene is in you, so it's just like, boom. But it's easier for somebody to be like, man, she never cheated.
I mean, that's true.
So it's tough to live down.
I think at least for women, it's different with different partners. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a general cheating. It's from friends that I've seen. It's not like I'll cheat on any one of them.
Right.
I'll cheat
yeah.
on this one. Maybe I won't cheat on this one.
Right.
It depends on the male. I'm not saying any names. I'm not selling any of my friends out. But I'm just saying there seems
and there
to be
is
a pattern.
That. Like, somebody just cheated one time and, you know, this was their reason. But still, you'd be like, but you cheated one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that you could do it again.
Is it the same way with men that they'll cheat on one partner but they won't cheat on another partner?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't know. You said never cheated.
She's my first. I was single. Mm. So I don't know. Yeah, I'd be fading out on a lot of relationship stuff. Like, if it ain't specifically this, I'd be like, ah.
But you have friends. You have friends that you've seen, maybe been the alibi from.
No,
before.
I don't be lying for people. I'm like, don't give me calling
yeah,
your bullshit.
Do that. Don't bring.
I don't want to be involved in none of this. Like,
but
even
you
if I
know
about it.
You watch what's going
oh,
on.
Oh yeah, I be
know.
I be knowing. I be seeing. I be talking.
And will they cheat on one partner but not cheat on another partner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's happened. They either learn from their mistake or like I don't want to be that guy no more.
Right.
You know what I mean? So in the next one they straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they end up getting out of the relationship they're in because they're just like, I just feel bad about this or you know whatever. Some people don't care, and then some do have guilt. And then some realize the reason why they did it because they ain't happy, so it's time to get out,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. But, yeah, I don't think, like, the once a cheater, always a cheater, I don't believe that because I've seen people
right.
who was yeah. once a cheater and they're not anymore mm-hmm. in their new relationship. So, no, I don't believe that. And then there's some that's just what I do. But and I can't handle being by myself. So I'm going to be with somebody, but I still want to do, you know, everything I want to do. And it's like, oh, all right.
I feel like dudes are more guilty of that, where they be like, I want a girl. They still be cheating.
Yeah.
Really?
As soon as they get in a relationship, they still cheating. I'm like, why'd you get in a relationship? If you still out here doing that, then why?
Somebody, who was that? I think it was it Ron? Somebody was just talking about dudes, like, even if they don't want somebody, they just want them there, like on some, like, well, this is mine.
Yeah.
And then you still want to do your thing, I just want
like,
this.
Why?
I never understood people who don't want to be by themselves. Like, you just want stuff, you just want people around, or you just want,
right.
for what?
I know Patrice O'Neal said that, but I don't think it was like he doesn't want his wife talking to him all the time. She just wants her over in the corner where he can see her.
That's funny.
Now, I have a friend whose name I will not mention.
Mention the name.
Nope.
All right.
But she says that she doesn't trust even the person she's with right now, who I think is perfectly fine and would never cheat. But she said, I think they all cheat.
Mm.
She said
all
that about
men.
She said, in the right circumstance, any man will cheat.
Mm.
And I said, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
Anytime you say all, you just...
Anytime you say all, first of all, what happened to you? That's what I want to know. What happened to your friend? Why is she like that?
All is not accurate. Everybody's not the same. Yeah, a lot do, but all? No.
All is not.
So Miss South Africa, who's now Miss Universe, comes up to you and is like, oh, we're just... we have 24 hours together and I'll never see you again. You don't think... You think any man is going
to
be like, no.
I've said no to a lot of people.
I'll say no to that.
You'll say no to that?
Yeah.
I said no. I say no a lot. Like a lot.
Good. Because I told her that's not true. Not every man will cheat.
Yeah. I'll say no to that right there. And plus, I don't even remember what she looked
me
like
either, so.
Even in the moment.
Miss South Africa, she just won Miss Universe?
But I'm not like Miss South Africa.
Yeah, that's not my thing.
A lot of times, those pageant winners, they just be cool.
Yeah.
They don't be like, oh, my God.
They're not going away. A lot of people in general who are considered like, oh, like, right, they're all right. You know, it's like, I remember they was calling, like, for years, like, Gwyneth Paltrow kept winning, like.
That was a mouthful.
I know, right? She kept winning, like, most beautiful. I was like, where? She kept winning it, too. I was like, who's voting on this? She does nothing for me.
She got better looking with time to me. Like, when she was an Iron Man, I was like, oh, okay, she's cute.
Yeah.
But before that, I was just like.
She's all right. She's not terrible. She's not terrible.
They was, like, hype, like, most beautiful. I'm like, where? Most beautiful? Yeah.
Do you think, and not Gwyneth Paltrow, but in general, can a woman be so good looking that you put off because you think, oh, that comes with a bad personality?
No.
No.
That doesn't happen?
No. Mm-mm. It was funny. we were talking about, we argue in the group chat about beauty and women all the time. And so I told, and so me and Sabrina started talking. And so she was like, and she asked like, what y'all think about Georgia Smith? Is that the singer's name?
Who's that?
Georgia Fox or Smith?
She's, I don't even know
who that is. She's a singer on she's on the Black Panther soundtrack. And so, is it Smith or Fox?
I'm getting a, oh, Jorja Smith. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Georgia Smith, okay.
She's very beautiful.
So.
She's cute.
Sabrina asked me about
wait,
her.
Wait, this all the same person? This is like several different people.
This is a Georgia, spelled like Georgia. This is the Georgia that we're talking about, this girl.
Cue her up.
Is she, so she wanted to know what we thought about Georgia, and I was just like, you really want to know? That was my response.
Uh-huh.
Because I avoid her.
Why?
She's just good looking, and so I don't even go to her page.
Oh.
So I didn't want to, because when Sabrina asked, you know, I was going to tell the truth. So I was like, you sure you want to know? She's like, oh, Lord, you going to give me a complex? I'm like, oh. So I avoid her page. So I went in there one time, like, yo, she good looking. Let me get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. Never went back. So you know, some women are good looking. I'd be like, I don't even want to hang out on your page.
Oh,
it's not like she's going to have a trash personality. It's just, nah, you just too good looking.
Yeah, as a guy, well,
I'm out of here.
When you were asking us that question, do you mean in general or where we're at in life now?
I mean, in general, I'm just going to tell you where this came from. I showed my boo a picture of this girl. I was like, is this the most beautiful girl you've ever seen? And she's like, he goes, no, she looks like she's a pain in the ass. This is the first thing out of his mouth. He's like, I work with a lot of models. She looks like she can't take direction and that she's going to mess up the shoot and I can't talk to her.
He's come from some business, though.
Just in life. It's just like, I can't talk to this girl. I can already tell you right now.
Yeah.
This girl is going to waste my time.
Yeah. I don't base it on beauty. I base it on like what I've seen. Okay, so Sunday, right? We're at Chocolate Sundays and these two girls walk by in outfits that was like, why are you wearing this to Chocolate Sunday? Like, are you strippers? Are you, not that I'm judging if you are, but like, why are you wearing this to Chocolate Sunday? And then I just watched her. She was complaining about something when she went and sat down. And then she sat down, and I'm watching her just complain. Whatever was going on, she still got her little attitude going. She's in a certain, and I'm just looking at her like, I would never deal with that. Like, just off that, I'm like, she got an attitude. She wants attention. She's dressed crazy. All that comes together. And she was fine. But I'm like,
But I would have to see a glimpse of that personality before. I won't just judge it off
not
the
just
look.
Off your
off
face.
A picture?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No. She going to be doing this. I got to see it in action.
I got to see other stuff and then be like, oh, because of this, you think that, no.
What if her? You go to her Instagram page and it's all selfies?
I mean, that still doesn't really tell me a lot about the personality.
It's doesn't it?
Not really.
A little bit.
It's just a lot of selfies. Yeah, okay, but it's Instagram, you know. Mm-hmm. If you ain't got no content, what else you gonna put?
And here's the thing: with most women on Instagram, it's goddamn selfies and memes. So
that's what I'm saying.
Memes are good.
I hate them. I hate the memes. If I see a page full of memes, I'm out.
Mm.
I'm out. I'm like, what is going on? What? Now I judge memes more than pictures.
Mm-hmm.
If I see a page full of memes, I'm like, who broke you? Why are you like this? Who are you doing this? Is it for you? Is it to uplift other people? What are you going through where you just have a page full of memes? I've talked about this several times. Everybody on my IG knows I hate meme pages. I'm like, what happened? Why are you doing this? What is this for?
What do you want to see on a girl's Instagram? If you weren't in
anybody I follow, I just want to see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I follow you because either you're funny or I know you. So let me see the kids, your family, whatever. But when you just memed out, well, I can go on the internet and find my own memes.
Yeah.
What am I following you for?
If you were looking for a girl right now, what and you went to her page, what would you want to see to say, oh, okay, this is the one or this is not the one?
Just fun.
Just fun?
I mean, I'm all about fun. Like, funny, fun, easy going. I don't.
I've been looking for a lot of stuff.
If I seen too much drama or too much, I don't want anybody who got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not. I don't want to deal with none of that. Like, so if I seen a page full of memes, I'm like, I don't want to fit. I don't have a fixer upper time. I don't. Mm-hmm. Whoever hurt you before or whatever you're going through, I don't have time. I can't. You got to come already ready a little bit. We can grow together a little bit, but you can't be completely gone.
It's like pictures with friends.
Yeah, just chilling, like, you know. And your activities, you know, what are you doing with your friends? If it's always to the club or always drinking, nope, I'm good. I don't need that. But just regular stuff, you chilling. You know what I mean? You chill your page. But if your page was just funny, I'd be all in. Like, oh, this is hilarious. She's funny. I like that personality. Even if you had a bunch of goofy pictures, I'd be like, yeah, she's goofy.
But Tony?
I look for, you know, an assortment of things, like personality, humor. Also, like, you know, independence, ambition, you know, work ethic. I'll be looking for all of it. Yeah.
You find that on the page?
You can.
Okay.
Like, if you see, you know, she promoting her business or, you know, she got something going, I'm like, all right, okay, independence, you know what I'm saying? I look at all of that, you know, and so I just be digging. Okay, all right. Okay, oh, wow. Working woman, huh? Okay, yeah, you always working. Like, man, I'm tired. I'm just working off. Yeah, okay. And stuff like that. A lot of not a lot of negativity, messiness. Blah, messy.
Why would you post a messy picture?
People
messy post
that's all people mess post all the time.
That's all they post. And that goes with the memes,
and you can,
too.
You can smell a subliminal message a mile away. Yeah.
And that's another thing with the memes. And when I see too many, like, you know, friends is thicker than blood. Nope, I don't need all the closest people to you. Nope, I'm out.
And if I followed you for a while and I always notice you always got to be dating somebody, that's a turnoff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I done see boyfriend after boyfriend after, like, you just like to have somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a, you know. But if I see you been, oh, she been single for a minute, out here still happy, fully realized.
Yeah. Cause then you good. And I know
I'm
you're good.
Like, you are solid within your own self. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, all right, that's what's up.
Or if I see, like, you are solid, and then I see nothing but, like, religious memes or God will send you who, nope, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out. Cause now that relationship, you want somebody real too bad. You want, you know, it's just, I'm like, nah. I just want to just be regular. I'm real.
If you talk about dating too much, too.
That's kind of a red flag right there.
Yeah. If you always talking about dating and ain't no dudes out here and this and that. But
And if you have too many thirsty pictures, we get it. You got a nice body or whatever. I'm like, all right, what else? And we get it. We get it. The initial, you know, the nude or the half baby, whatever.
The occasional thirst.
You'd be like, ooh.
Travis, woo, I see what you're doing out
but
here.
But if that's all you do, it's like, all right, you have nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. You just want these likes and attention. And then it just leads me back to, like, what you need this attention for? I always come in everybody, like, what's your issue? Because we all got something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at what are your issues and do I want to deal with them? That's why I stayed single for so long. Because I'm like, I'm not dealing with these issues. I'm like, what's your hang up off out the gate?
You know what else is attractive? A lack of a lot of posts. She might barely post.
I like that.
Once every couple months, she might just be like, I'm still alive, y'all, but, you know, I'm just out here.
Yeah.
Actually living. But, oh, you ain't obsessed with it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Okay, so this last news story. First off, it kind of presumes that you guys care about planning weddings, which I don't think you do.
Oh, my God. I'm already bored with this.
Yep.
All right, keep going. It's only going to take a few minutes.
Keep going.
Pinterest and The Knot have agreed to stop advertising Southern Plantations as wedding venues. Because it was a big deal for a while.
That's funny.
Color of Change, an advocacy group for African Americans, approached both and explained the problem with antebellum nostalgia of the weddings.
Mm.
Did you know plantation weddings were a craze?
I don't know nothing about weddings. I still don't know why people do them.
I didn't know that was a craze, but I'm not surprised because I can see the beauty in a Southern plantation wedding. But I'm glad they're shutting it down.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, plantations in the South? Oh, man. Your wedding is haunted.
Yeah.
Your wedding is haunted, man. Slaves going to be, the ghost slaves, like, oh, that's what we doing out here. You know? Nah.
Man. Wouldn't it be awkward if you were doing an interracial wedding at a plantation?
Why would you do? I mean, the person of color. Well, if it's a black person, if it's an Asian person, I might not care. They might not even understand.
Like an interracial date on a plantation?
I'll pass on that. I'm glad they shut that down, though. Yeah. I didn't know it was a craze.
Not an either.
So do you think it's a difference between having a northern plantation, a northern farmhouse, I call it, versus a southern plantation wedding, both from 1850? Do you think one's romantic and one's, like, creepy?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care. I just don't.
You think farm weddings. Cam just said farm weddings in general
but
are tacky.
But at the same time, I got a lot of respect for farms because they're essential to, you know,
to life.
Food production, you know, and so I get having wanting a farm wedding because a lot of people just look at farming as, oh, it's dirty animals, but it's so essential to everything that, you know, it's a nice little shout out to farming and agriculture and, like, you know, doing it yourself, living off the land. There's an honor in that I can feel. So I would look at a farm differently than a plantation for sure. But I think it'd be kind of cool to have a farm wedding.
Would you do that?
I wouldn't do it personally. Personally, I wouldn't do it, but I respect farms. You know what I mean? That's what I was getting at. But I wouldn't do a farm wedding.
So in your experience, I just want to know the truth. From all your friends who have ever gotten married, how many of the men care about the wedding planning?
My brother did. God damn it, he cared. He cared. To the point where we was like, we just don't even want this to happen anymore. God damn it, you care.
Keith?
Yeah. He be caring about stuff, man. Keith is the heart on the sleeve. You know, get excited about everything, birthdays, wedding. Like, he be caring. I be like, oh.
I really can't think of a guy that stood out as, like, ultra caring about. Of course they care. Like, yo, I really want you to be in the wedding and this, that, and the third. But, like, the straight up, man, the wedding. Nobody sticks out. And I've been in several, man. It's like, ugh.
Now, his wedding was, it turned out great.
Yeah.
But, like, we were trying to, all the stuff that he was worried about, none of it was an issue. And everybody kept trying to tell him, like, relax, bro. He was like, he was low key, he was being a bridezilla. To the point where we had words and stuff. Like, hey, man. Like, I won't go to this shit. Like, it was getting annoying.
Give me any reason to get out of a wedding, I will. Hey, I ain't going to put up with this shit. I won't be in the wedding.
It was getting annoying. And, like, obviously, I was going to go no matter what. But it was just like, come on, man. Like, relax, calm down.
Even if I'm the groom, hey, look, I won't show up. Keep this shit going. But you're the groom. Hey.
FaceTime.
We'll slide in another groom.
Keep start banging your head against the wall.
Good. Weddings are, whoo.
They suck.
I've been to four this year. Two, the guy cared more than the girl. One, my cousin's wedding, I think neither of them cared. I think that was for the grandparents because they were about to die.
I like them already.
That's funny.
I like them
let's
already.
Let's just do it for them. They was over there old. Like, yes, finally.
I like them already.
I'm not a fan of weddings, though, man.
Me either.
But, you know, I can appreciate an extravagant one. When I watch the Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, that wedding was fire.
The wedding scene in that movie was fire. I was like, Jesus, this wedding?
Yeah. Damn. That was a party, though.
I respected it.
You know
but
what I'm
the
saying?
Actual the ceremony part was dope.
Yeah.
Like the reception, that's a good time.
Oh,
like when
all
you can
day.
Finally take your towel off and you got a drink in your hand with your collar unbuttoned. That's my favorite part of the wedding.
Now, my brother's actual wedding, it was quick, too. They got up there, did their little thing, and we was all drunk as hell, too. So
at the ceremony?
We were trashed because, you know, everything gets pushed back. So we get there hella early. We're getting dressed. And they went out and got bottles. So we just kept taking shots and having drinks while we're taking pictures. And by the time the wedding started, we was up there like giggling, goofy stuff
That's
going
fun.
On, talking. But they wasn't even tripping. Like, they were both doing a lot before the wedding. But the day of the wedding, neither one of them was tripping. Mm-hmm. Like, they was just like, because they was like, we want it this way. But we was up there. My brother was like, don't be up there playing. We was playing. And he was laughing right along with us. Like, it was fine. And it was super quick. And then we got out and we partied.
If you can make the wedding funny, it's a good time. It's funny. I had to perform at a wedding one time.
Oh, tough I did gig. That. That is.
That was a tough gig.
That was.
And they brought me out there to perform at the wedding. And I was like, whew.
Weddings are. Weddings, you'd be like, is it open bar after your set? Is it open? I needed to escape what just happened
oh
out there.
Oh, my God.
It's no. got to be open bar. It's if you don't so have bad. Open bar, you. I don't know why you're throwing
you a wedding.
You're
performing at a wedding.
Weddings are expensive. They're not worth the money.
No.
No? You don't think so?
No.
When the people be paying extravagant amounts of money for the wedding?
What about a wedding that's a social thing where it's like I have to parents invite their whole families because it's for the community. It's not for the couple at that point.
Well, then the community needs to all pitch in. the community pitch in wedding. Let's go.
The what was that Scorsese movie where he's talking to, where they're having, oh, it's the God, no, it's not the Scorsese, it's the Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
And his wedding, that was for that the community.
Way, yeah.
Yeah.
All the money being exchanged, and that was an extravagant scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In Pakistan, that's how weddings were. Like, yeah. It was very much, this might be the last interesting thing you ever do in your whole life.
Man,
so everybody you know, people you've never met, everyone's got to get invited to this wedding.
That's a lot. I'm not into it. Mm-mm. I'm like, I remember I had to be a ring. My first wedding, I had to be a ring. I don't even remember my dad's wedding to my stepmom. But I remember my brother's wedding, his first wedding. I was the ring bearer. I had this little tight vest on. I was sitting, standing there with the pillow and the ring bearer. I hated every minute of it. Then the apartment. We was just in there. I was like, oh, this is
the wedding
trash.
Was in an apartment?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Oh, man. That vest. Man, it was tight. I was Chubbs McPeterson then. Oh, man. Sick of these weddings, man. That's the thing about my family, man. Everybody divorced, remarried. So there's more weddings for me to be in. And I'm like, man, y'all got to get it together. I'm doubling up on these weddings.
I went to my auntie's that I was in, and then I was in my brother's. Everything else I just went to. But they've been, all the ones I can't say, all the ones I went to, they were in and out, though.
Mm-hmm.
They was quick. I wasn't in my other auntie's wedding, but Keelan was the ring bearer, so I was like kind of involved.
And Keelan was bored.
Keelan, no, after he did it, he was sitting up there, and we just saw him. He was by my mom, but he was just like hating it. So I had him come sit with
me
because he
was
just like,
"Thank God,
want this.
Get him out of there."
He's like, "I didn't sign up for this."
He didn't. I like, feel his good. Pain.
Weddings is just.
Now turn this podcast off, man. It's time. Turn it off. I'm done. I am done. Flashbacks. Anyway, guys, been another episode of Daddy Issues, man. Don't forget, if you got questions for us, ask us on the YouTube page. We'll tackle them on the show eventually. You know, it might not be. We don't do it every episode anymore, but we might have an episode that's all question ask. And, you know, just keep asking questions. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me, Tony Baker Comedy, on everything. This month I'll be in Cleveland at the Cleveland Improv next weekend. And then weekend after that, New Year's Eve weekend, I'll be in Columbus at the Funny Bone. So pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Keon Poli, at Keon Poli on everything, KeonPoli.com. This Wednesday we have the Flappers live taping.
It'll be today.
Today, yeah. Today it'll come out. I mean, so tonight, get your tickets Gordon. Tonight. And then next weekend, I'm on a ship, so yeah, that don't matter. But New Year's Eve, I'm in Edmonton at the Comic Strip. So any Canadians, come on out. Yeah. I forgot how many shows I'm doing, but come. But I'm definitely doing New Year's Eve, so come to that.
Edmonton, eh? All right, guys. We out here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.